Rightio, episode 4. Practicing, tooling up, honing your skills. So many developers are interested in what it takes to get good at software development. And as I said in the last audio boo about becoming or wanting to become a Java programmer, it really does take time to really get there. How long does it take? Well, you could start from 6 months and become a reasonably good programmer, especially as if you have friends, if you are in a group. If you spend time learning on your own, it might be a bit longer in the tooth to get good. And that's why I did suggest user groups, Java user groups, after school computer clubs. It's certainly where I started learning software development and programming in general. And so, it's in order to hone your skills, improving your chops, first rule, you need to practice, and practice programming wherever you can. Just like if you were learning a foreign language, if you don't practice the vocabulary or do exercises to firm up your ideas about the grammar and the syntax, then you're never going to break that barrier, that first mount that first wall and jump over it and get onto the next plateau, because that's essentially what we are doing as developers. We are always learning new technologies, learning how to program different languages. Definitely applies to Java and applies to anything else out there like Scala, Groovy, Erlang, non-JVM languages. So practice. You need to focus your attention. So you as learning to play sports or learning the piano or guitar, you need to have focus. And so if you have young family or sisters or brothers bothering you in your bedroom, then you're going to lose focus and you need obviously attention. So lock yourself away, or even better, group up and double up, pair up and triple and quadruple up, so that you learn as a group. That means it's the learning is faster. And if you do group up, don't forget the people who are stuck on, say, like Java threads and not quite getting it. So grouping up also takes me on to the most important aspect of programming in the 21st century, the human side. Now it's really relevant in professional software development. It's communication, listening to other developers, their concerns, active listening, not just passive listening and not understanding, not having comprehension, learning about the psychology about groups and teams, how great teams gel together. Then it's onto yourself. You need great time management and organizational skills, and dealing with emotions when budgets are tight or when deadlines are not going to be met. That deals with temperaments and also empathy with other human beings. You really need these skills. And finally, a word to all recruiters out there. Notice that I did not say multitasking, because it's a myth. I will repeat. Notice I did not say multitasking, because it's a myth. So in order to hone your own skills, practice, focus, attention, avoid distractions, group up, lock yourself away. The human side, communication, active listening, psychology, groups and teams, and managing yourself. That's it. Enjoy. Merry Christmas 2011. I'll see you in episode 5.